T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And this is a great place to listen and learn. And there are so many people who consider Senior Care Live appointment radio. They listen each and every week. I'm always just so honored by that and humbled by that. And I hope you'll check it out as well. And I hope you become a weekly listener and that this program will also become appointment radio to you. As always, if you have a question, visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or call the 800 number, that's toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we have a really, really good program for you here today. My friend and special guest in studio, Ben Socek. He's with Home Downsizing Solutions. And you've heard Ben on the program before. And this is going to be some really, really helpful and impactful information. If you want to reach out to Ben and Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the phone number. Write it down, 402-450-0199. Or you could go online at Home Downsizing. DownsizingSolutions.com. Just want to also remind our listeners that this is a veteran-owned company and has earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That is always, always a good thing. So, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
All right. So today we're going to discuss what I think will be very interesting and absolutely valuable information for our listening audience. And that is how to identify a real cash home buying company. And there are some questions that will help you prevent some lowball offers. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. But first of all, so how to identify a real company. Ben, how did that issue come up with you?
That's a good question, Steve. Obviously, being in this business for years and years, depending on the market cycle, the economic market cycle and the real estate cycle, there's more and more people that come into this industry as quote-unquote house buyers, agents, and what have you. But right now, there's because of technology, because the barrier of entry is so low to this business, a lot of people have jumped into this, and there's a lot of quote-unquote gurus out there that are training other people to jump into this business to be quote-unquote home buyers. And the easiest way for them to get into this business is what the term or what are referred to as wholesalers. And because I encountered or I had a homeowner in Kansas City call me last week that got into a situation or got into an agreement with one of these nationwide wholesalers from Los Angeles, I believe, she said, and basically put her and her husband into a very precarious situation where they made an offer on the house sight unseen. They were working with pictures that she sent them, and they made an offer that seemed like it was really good. So she was willing to go down that path. and got into an agreement, the agreement with them. And after a couple weeks, when this wholesaling company was not able to find a buyer to flip their contract to, they came back to her and wanted to renegotiate at a much lower number.
Hmm.
She also found out that because she had sent them pictures, they use these pictures to list their property on the multiple listing service.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to them. So bottom line, they were just trying to market the house to try and find somebody that they could flip the contract to that could actually buy the property and close on it. And understandably, they put them into a very precarious situation. And she called us. We're in the process now of purchasing the property because we're actually a real company.
Yeah.
And so I thought that this was a timely thing because with technology, it just doesn't take much for these companies to put a website up, to start running ads online, and to pose as a real company.
That is scary. That's some dirty pool. You said something earlier that caught my ear, the low barrier to entry. What does it take to enter the market as a quote unquote wholesaler if you're going to get into some of these shenanigans? And I know that's not what you do, but well, I mean, what's really going on out there in the market?
It really doesn't take much of anything. It takes buying a website, which can be done as low as $100 to $200.
Yeah, that's cheap.
There's really no license involved to buy a house.
Really?
Which is really one of the reasons why I went and got my real estate license, so that I could separate myself, too, from entities or individuals like that.
Hmm.
Because an agent is held to a little bit higher standard, which also allows us to offer multiple solutions to sellers to match their needs. But to answer your question, it doesn't take much to start a website, go on to Google and pay for ads that can run nationwide, take an inbound call. And there are companies that teach you sales scripts, and you can seem and appear like a home buying company very easily.
That is stunning. So I just assume that you probably had to have a real estate license, but I mean, I guess I could go buy a home and you know, like for sale by owner or whatever and pay cash mm-hmm. for it. So, I mean, I guess that's what they're doing, but I think that's really exploiting that ability and turning that into a business. It seems to me that might be just this side, barely this side of legal, but in maybe in a gray area. That's really sketchy to me.
Well, it's certainly legal. And as you mentioned, anybody can go out and go to their neighbor and say, you know, I want to buy your house and do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's when the companies give the appearance and advertise that they're going to buy somebody's house and then unbeknownst to the seller, market the property and try and work in that manner, that's where it's really dangerous.
That's the gray area to me. That's the gray area to me is I mean, if somebody's trying to buy a house, okay, fine, go buy a house. But you buy the house and then you're turning around and you're representing yourself as a seller, that to me right there, that should be a licensed real estate professional. You're putting it on MLS and all. I don't know. That's the real gray, like slimy area right there, representing yourself for something that you're not really.
That is a big issue. And that's why I wanted to address this. And I joined a couple of these groups because there's groups out there that teach this. And I mainly joined them just to get an inside glimpse of what they're doing
for some
so
intel.
That I could speak of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're so bold that they even promote ways to their quote unquote students so that if a homeowner wants to get out of their agreement, once they, you know, if they've been led down a path that isn't correct and the homeowner says, you know, we're done. I don't want to go continue with you. They have ways to, or they teach ways to threaten to sue the homeowner to stay in that agreement.
Wow.
I'm not saying all of them do that, but I'm saying that's part of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing, I guess, that I really liked about the way that I run business, my business, is I've had individuals in the past that, for whatever reason, and we were ready to close on the property, but they wanted to get out of the agreement. And we've let them. Because I'm more concerned about the next 5 and 10 years in my business.
Right.
Not if I can make a buck today.
Right. Well, and you are one of the most straight shooters that I've ever met, as honest as it gets. And I think that you would not feel comfortable if someone was wanting to back out of the agreement for whatever the reason might be. You're going to be like, okay, well, if it's not the right fit, then it's not the right fit, and you move on and you just do the right thing. Mm-hmm. It's called doing the right thing, being a professional, having ethics. I mean, all of those sort of things. So Ben, you, first of all, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I'm learning a lot today. I'll guarantee our listening audience is as well. So very quickly, here is, tell us why this question would be important to try not to fall into one of these traps. Are you going to take a look at my house physically? Why is that an important question to ask?
That's one of the most important questions because, you know, with COVID, there has been a legitimate reason for the seller not wanting a person to come into the house or vice versa. And so some companies have, and some sellers want to know that a person is going to be a potential good solution to buy their property from pictures. So that is potentially legitimate. But when there are companies that are located, you know, in halfway across the country, and they're making their sole decisions on their offer as far as what they can pay for the house because of those pictures, it's very difficult to get a real accurate number from that. And so we can talk more about this after the break,
yeah. Okay.
That is the first critical thing that a person needs to look at.
All right. Excellent. Excellent information. We're going to have a whole lot more right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home buying companies are licensed real estate professionals. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home buying companies are licensed real estate professionals. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And we talked about that earlier, and I am just kind of blown away, really caught off guard by all of this phenomenal information. This is a real awakening for me. I'm sure it is for our listening audience as well. And again, I'm speaking today with Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. You can reach out to Ben and Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online. It's a great website, homedownsizingsolutions.com. And I want to demonstrate, when I always say, you know, Ben is one of the nicest guys you're going to ever meet, and he is as ethical as it gets and does business the right way, I want to demonstrate that. So, Ben, you had a phenomenal story off mic on the break. Could you share that for us again, please?
Absolutely, Steve. And also, out of an abundance of transparency, we both understand, or everybody understands, that I do run a business. My intent is to make a profit, but I intend to stay in business for years, which means I want to run my business correctly.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Having said that, though, we had a lady a couple of years ago that contacted us wanted to sell her house and move to an apartment community. And we purchased the property and closed on it. The seller had her money and she moved to the apartment. About a week later, she called me, Steve, and said, you know, I hate this apartment. I don't want to be here. Is there any way that we can do something so that I can move back into my house? And obviously we didn't have to do anything because she had her funds for the house. It was a done deal already.
Yeah.
The transaction was done complete.
Yeah. The train left the station. This was, yeah, yeah.
but yes, we pulled the train back, into the station and we, reversed the transaction and sold her the house back so that she could move back into her home.
Wow.
And so I did everything that I could to make it right for her. So that's what we did in that circumstance.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the polar opposite of some people out there buying houses, making promises they can't keep, and being trained to sue you if you want to get out of their contract, okay? This is a big, big, huge deal. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to sell your home for cash in an as-is condition, like we've talked about several times on the program before, and you want to work with an excellent ethical business, contact Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199 or visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, on the website that you had directed me to, and we'll give out the website address here in just a second, but you have some really, really great questions. If a seller out there is concerned that they may be talking with one of these companies, but you know, how do I really know how they work? You provide some great questions for them to ask. That first one is, you know, are you going to look at my house physically in person? If they don't do that, I wouldn't do business with them. Number two, can you close in 7 days or less? Now, why is that important to know?
That's important, in my opinion, because whether you want to close that quickly or not, that will tell you or give a good indication that you're working with a real buyer that has the funds to actually buy your property. If a person says, well, you know, we'd like about 30 days to close, that may or may not be a red flag, but you also want to ask for a proof of funds. You want to know that they have the funds available or a line of credit available so that they can actually buy your house. If a person states that, well, we have to get a line of credit or we have to do this or that, they might not be a real cash buyer.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a definite thing that they're one of these companies that has no ability to, but that's just another piece to the puzzle that can help you identify a real buyer.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, if they want 30 days, you know, it may be legit, but guess what? They may also be listing your house on MLS and trying to flip it. And if they can't flip it, then they come back and they say, well, we're not able to honor that agreement. We're not going to be able to pay you that much. So we're going to reduce the price to this. And then if you want to get out of your contract, we may sue you. So I think that's a great indication and great, great information. Another question is, Mr. Cash Buying Company, Cash Home Buying Company, how did you come up with your offer? So why is that important, Ben?
Correct. And quite frankly, in my early days, 20 some years ago, when I would make an offer, I would present the offer to the seller. And one of the common questions I would receive is, how did you come up with that?
Yeah.
And so since then, you know, for the last at least 10 to 15 years, again, in an attempt to be very transparent as to what we do, I typically will show comparables as far as what I think the potential of the house would be. If it is in a nice fixed up condition, I show them, show the seller the transaction costs that if they're going to sell the house, whether it's to me or whether it's through an agent, there are inherent costs of that transaction. I will try and explain the amount that I think it's going to cost to fix the house up. And so I go through all that or certainly attempt to go through all that information so that whether they think that my offer is low or not, at least they'll understand how I came up with the offer.
Full transparency.
And I felt that that's really the best way that I can do business like that.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's an honest, ethical approach. That's a long-term approach. You're not in this to make a quick buck and be, you know, and do something, you know, next week or next year or whatever. You're in this for the long haul. And again, you do business right and you treat people properly. So, and then I think maybe one of my favorite questions is just the straight up question, are you a wholesaler? And I suppose they could misrepresent themselves, but that's getting right to the point, I think, Ben, isn't it?
That's correct. That's just another one of those things that that a person, a seller, can ask one of these companies, is especially if they're located in some other part of the country that has no presence locally, is ask that question. And because that's what some of these companies do, is, and they're being taught to do. So there's probably more of these companies coming, in that they can operate from anywhere. They can run ads on Google when you do an online search and see those ads. They can be anywhere. And so all of these questions combined can certainly give you an idea of who you're dealing with better.
Okay. And Ben, we're out of time today, but next time you come on, let's talk about your new website, stoplowballoffers.com. That sounds phenomenal. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. It was excellent information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve, and I hope your audience has gotten some benefit out of it.
Absolutely. Guaranteed. Guaranteed they did. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of all the recent episodes, again, at seniorcarelive.com and on all of the major podcast platforms. I just want to say thanks again to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. I got to tell you, my head's still kind of spinning and my blood's kind of boiling. Sean, our phenomenal producer, Mr. Sean Floyd, here in studio, we were talking off mic on the break, and we were just talking about some of the scams that are out there. And just, is there, you know, you're always going to have these people looking for opportunities to make a buck, selling a fake COVID shot, a vaccination card for $500, or an attorney looking at Google Maps and businesses, seeing if they don't have rails, they file a lawsuit against a small business, and then they have to pay the unscrupulous attorney. That's how they're making business. So, this will always exist, this element. Right. Well, Ben introduced this again, and I'm not saying they're all like this, but it sure sounds like this is becoming a national problem of these companies popping up. They're actual wholesalers. Most of them sound like they're not licensed real estate professionals with any kind of business training, ethics, doing business the right way, doing the right thing. I mean, it sounds like that is missing from a whole bunch of these companies, but they're promising to sell, you know, to buy your house for cash, and then they postpone the delay, and then during that time, just as a quick recap, they're listing your house with the pictures you sent them on MLS and on all of these other websites all over the place. And they're hoping to maybe buy your house for, I'll make up a number, $200,000, and then flip it and sell it for $250,000, get the money from the $250,000 sale, pay you your $200,000. And just from running a few ads and touching a little bit of paper, doing a little bit of transaction, they just made a quick and easy $50,000. Okay, that to me, that's walking right on the line of legal or, you know, maybe not legal. It certainly sounds like it's a very gray area. I would hope that the real estate industry will look into this and crack down on it. But and I appreciate Ben for bringing all this up. We're going to also talk about this a lot more next time. But check out his website, stoplowballoffers.com. And Ben breaks it down. And there are even more questions that you can ask if you're concerned about doing business with someone that may be a wholesaler, may not be exactly what they are representing. And again, and he put this just so clearly. This is very black and white. Some of these other companies promising to buy your house for cash are actual wholesalers, and some of them are being trained on how to bring in litigation if you want to break the contract once you figure out their game. Okay? And Ben bought a house from a lady. A week later, she said, I hate living in this apartment. Is there any way I can get my house back? And so he just unwound the transaction and sold her house back. He did the right thing because he has a conscience. He is an ethical man. He does business the right way. He's as nice as it gets. He's as good as it gets. He's as professional as it gets. And he is a licensed real estate professional doing business the right way. And like he said, I do business for the long term. I want people to have a good experience with me so that they will refer others to my company. That's a long-term outlook and objective versus a short-term grab the sale and move on type of a strategy or approach. So again, you can't go wrong. Give Ben Socheck at Home Downsizing Solutions a call, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. Talk with Ben. See if he and his team are the right fit for you. I'll guarantee you they're a better fit than some of these services that he brought up. And again, I'm kind of blown away by that. We will talk more about all of this with Ben next month. All right, so shifting gears now, I want to give you an update on the home care staffing situation. I talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, where I kind of had a consumer alert or a warning that home care companies are so short-staffed right now. They're in a major crunch, and they're actually turning away requests to fill an 8-hour shift or a 24-hour shift or whatever by potential clients needing home care assistance, you know, in their house, right, in their homes. And I said that, you know, if you're going to do business with, you know, one of the major providers here, you may have a difficult time not because of anything other than staffing issues. Well, guess what? In the last 2 weeks, that's completely changed, right? And I predicted that this would happen, and so did a friend of mine. And sure enough, you could just set your clock to it. The very day that the $300 a week of extra unemployment compensation, remember, right? You got your unemployment, and then, oh, by the way, here's an extra $300 a week just for grins and giggles. Right. And remember when our government says, oh, that has nothing to do with people returning to their jobs. Well, I'm going to have to call baloney on that one. It had everything to do with people not returning to their jobs. And it's verifiable and demonstrable by this. The very day that extra $300 expired in early September, guess what? The phones exploded at a whole bunch of local home care companies with people wanting their jobs back. Well, and guess what? I know owners and managers and directors of a lot of these, and I asked them, and the one person I spoke with, they said, I asked these people directly, well, why are you coming back now? I really needed you last month, and I'm glad to have you back. I mean, we've got more work than we have staff, so I appreciate you calling, but why are you calling back now when a few weeks ago you said you weren't interested? And they said, oh, well, the $300 a week extra is going away, so now I need to come back to work. They literally admitted it. Right? So anyway, stuff like this drives me completely nuts. So if you weren't sure, I'll just tell you. Yeah, it drives me nuts. So the bottom line is the home care companies are now having their staff come back. And I think it's kind of for the wrong reason. But look, the bottom line is they're coming back. And now a lot of the large, you know, major known name brand home care companies are able to fill the shifts, and they are able to start to ramp up their hours and take care of you or your loved one in their home for 4 or 6 hours a day, up to 24 hours a day. So that's the good news. Just want to give you a quick update and a reversal triggered by the discontinuation of the extra $300 a week in unemployment. Drives me nuts. Okay, let me give you another update. I talked about, 2-3 weeks ago about the nursing homes and assisted living communities and some of them, you know, not letting us in. And that actually continues. Now, it's actually being modified by the day. And what I mean by that is all of these places, because of the uptick in the Delta variant and the hospitalizations, et cetera, we've all heard all about that. And that's a real thing, by the way. That's not make believe. They have to test and more frequently test their staff and of course their residents. The big game changer here is the vast majority, if not all of the residents in most of the communities I've been in are vaccinated. The residents are. But the challenge is about 50 to about maybe 65. It might be up to about 70% now. But about 50 to 70% of the staff are vaccinated. So a lot of the staff are coming in. They're asymptomatic, or maybe they have a sniffle. They don't even think too much about it. And they test positive, so they have to go home. And so that's leaving some of these places short-staffed, and that's causing a problem. But some of these places are like, okay, well, we had positive COVID in the building, so we're going to shut down. We'll let you in for a tour of our community, but it's going to be very limited. We can only go down these halls. Or we've just kind of shut off and kind of isolated the north side of the building, but we can walk around the south side of the building. Okay, so I did that at one particular place, and then the next week I was back there because it's a really, really good place, by the way. I was back there with another family where this particular long-term care community would have been a good potential fit for them. And I said, so are we limited this week to the south side of the building? And she said, oh, no, we're open again. We'll show you the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, that's great. So this is a situation that could fluctuate literally day by day. And so if you're going out to check out some of these options, whether they're long-term care or assisted living or if you need memory care, et cetera, you may or may not be able to see the building, or you may be able to see some of it. You may be able to see all of it, but that situation is literally changing by the day. All right. And some of them, they won't even let you in because guess what? They're not taking new admissions because of the lack of staffing. They don't have enough staff because they've mandated the vaccine and they lost 25-30% of their staff overnight. So that's another issue. We'll talk about that more later on. But coming up, I have some great information on what should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right. So I just wanted to conclude the program today by a topic that's near and dear to my heart. So as you know, I started Senior Care Consulting Well, you may not know that. You may be newer to the program, so I shouldn't assume. Sean, you know what they say about assume?
We have to censor that on this program.
Okay, so we won't say that, but I think everybody knows about that. So, for those of you who don't know, I started Senior Care Consulting, my firm, way back in 2002. And this is the most frequently asked question that I have answered since 2002. Steve, when's the right time to move? When should we move from home to a senior care community? We don't want to mess it up. We don't really want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. Just how do you know when the time is right? And so obviously there are some times where it's very, very obvious. Hey, it's time to move. And it's just as clear as day. But frankly, way more often than not, it's not as clear as day. It's questionable, debatable. It may fall into kind of a gray area. So I like to just provide a little bit of form for that. And I like to just say that the following should trigger that conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community. And number one, where we have a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And I have so many examples. I'll just provide a few here. Leaving the stovetop burners on at home. And, a lot of these things are related to memory loss. So maybe some early Alzheimer's, mild dementia, et cetera. But I've heard so many stories of a loved one at home and they left the stovetop burner on and something caught on fire, or they just barely caught it in time. And that one's an easy one to fix. You can flip the breaker. You can unplug the oven. You can turn off the gas if it's a gas stove. But that's a huge, huge safety concern. Wandering away from the home or driving away from the home, then not able to make your way back home. And that's when we see all of these silver alerts. And, you know, we used to have one occasionally, and now I see silver alerts all the time. It's actually pretty disturbing. So malnutrition or dehydration, so not eating or drinking properly, that's a huge safety issue. Unsanitary living conditions, injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Here's the safety issue that really flies under the radar. But it shouldn't, but it's really easy to do this. Not taking your medications on time or maybe not at all. Right. And then another one, and I'm going to move on, elder financial abuse. So someone taking advantage of your elderly loved one in the area of the finances. So all of these things are examples, and I could go on for maybe an entire show of safety issues of living at home. But again, when it's no longer safe to live at home, I think that's the number one thing that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Okay, so number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. I would call this a very close number two, maybe even a 1A. So if the caregiver is now in decline, then now we have two people in decline. You just cannot let that go on very long. And by health, we're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. So caregivers, we place our needs, our own personal needs, we place all of that on the back burner. Okay, we skip doctor's appointments and dental appointments. We skip social events. We quit going to church and connecting with our church community. We quit attending book club and having that little escape or outlet. We quit attending the men's coffee club every Friday morning at the donut shop. So we quit doing all these things and we become socially isolated. And let me tell you what, you put your health on the back burner and you remove yourself socially and you're just 100% caregiver. That stress can crush you. It will crush you at some point. Stress is a powerful force, and I won't get into this today, but I have seen and I have heard of many, many, many times where the caregiver passes away due to stress-related issues of being the caregiver. They actually die before the person they're caring for. And now you've defeated the purpose. You can't have this happen. Now you're not here to take care of this person and watch over them, this person that you love so much. So if you're a family member and you see your mom or your dad starting to really suffer in that caregiving role, you got to get them help now. Don't let that go on any longer. I'm serious about that. That's why I call that a 1A or a close 2. All right, number three. When the cost of in-home care becomes just too expensive, okay, and you already know, and there's that assumption again. All right, let me tell you, if you don't know, I'm a huge, huge fan of in-home care, of home care providers. It's an excellent, excellent service if you get that service from the right provider, by the way, right? But just with a few hours a day, maybe a few days a week, you could keep your loved one independent at home for indefinitely. I mean, this is a great, great strategy on how to do that. And keep your loved one out of a senior care community and keep them at home where they want to be. But here's the problem with that, the challenge. When the need for home care rises to the level of 24 hours a day, it could just be just not affordable, too expensive for, I think, most people. That will rise up to $15,000 to $20,000 a month. And I don't care how much money you have, that's expensive. Okay, so and if you can afford that, if you have the resources and maybe you have some of your own resources plus long-term care insurance, that I think that's an ideal situation. But if that does not work for you, again, it could just be cost-driven as far as considering moving from your home to senior care community. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you just can't keep up. I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from being the caregiver, that hands-on care provider? Change that role to being the care manager. Be the advocate for your loved one, right? And what that means is together, you can do this on your own. Go out and find the best long-term care community, assisted living community, memory care community. Find the best provider you can find. And then let them provide that difficult hands-on care. They're professionals. They have, many of these places have hundreds of staff to help with this. And take that off your plate. Okay, let them provide the care. And then your role changes to the care manager. Speak for your loved one. Look over the care. Coach the staff on what is best for your loved one. Mom's an early riser. Dad likes to stay up half the night watching Westerns. Okay. Mother likes to have her bath in the evening. It helps her sleep better. Dad prefers his shower first thing in the morning, right at the crack of dawn, 6 a.m. Okay. Whatever it is, speak for your loved one and help the staff do the best so that you can then go back to your original role of the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter, in my case, the loving grandson. Okay. So if you need help with this and finding the right place so that you can change your role, reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, or go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and together we'll find a great place for your loved one, and we can make that transition very seamless for you. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.